with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump calls on the Washington Commanders football team and the Cleveland Guardians baseball franchise to revert to their former names, the Redskins and the Indians, respectively. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked why President Trump is getting involved in something like a sports team name.
I think you've seen the president gets involved in a lot of things that most presidents have not. He's a non-traditional president. He likes to see results on behalf of the American people. And if you actually poll this issue with sports fans across the country and even in this city, people actually do support the president's position on this and the name change.
At least one organization, the Native American Guardians Association, has filed petitions to bring back the Redskins and Cleveland Indians names. President Trump says he wants five new Republican congressional districts in Texas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With an eye toward the 2026 midterm elections, the president said he wants Texas state lawmakers to create new congressional districts to boost the Republican Party.
It's a very simple redrawing. We pick up five seats.
He said they could gain additional GOP-friendly districts around the country, but that Texas will be the biggest one. This week, state lawmakers will meet in a special session to discuss redistricting. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s two living children are urging people to tread lightly with the newly released trove of records related to their father's assassination. Martin Luther King III and Bernice King opposed the Trump administration's decision to release more than 240,000 pages of records concerning the slain civil rights leader. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 19 points, the NASDAQ rose 78, the S&P advanced 8. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hip-hop and R&B remain the most popular genres in terms of on-demand music streaming volume, but Christian and gospel music are catching up. Those streams of new music are slightly down from the same time last year. New Christian music has defied that trend. Jamie Marconet of Luminant Music attributes the genre's growth to a younger streaming-forward fan base. SRN News. The UK and Germany are leading a NATO meeting to provide military support for Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems like Patriots. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius says Berlin will help get more air defense systems to Ukraine.
Germany will contribute to providing the five urgently needed Patriot systems as quickly as possible. How we can achieve that is something we will coordinate closely and in a spirit of mutual trust among partners within the next few days.
The British defense chief wants Ukraine's Western partners at the meeting to launch a 50-day drive to get Kyiv the weapons it needs to fight Russia's bigger army and force Russian President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table, that according to a statement by the UK government. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.